This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A report in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association has good news about the relationship between sex and the risk of prostate cancer. The report says that frequent sexual activity does not increase men's risk, as some studies have suggested. NPR's Richard Knox reports that it might even be protective.
Prostate cancer is the most common malignancy in this country, not counting minor skin cancers. But Dr. Michael Leitzman at the National Cancer Institute says scientists don't know much about prostate cancer risk factors.
The prostate's job is to contribute fluid to semen. And since the gland is so intimately involved in sex, people often ask if sexual activity has an impact on prostate cancer, either increasing risk or providing protection.
To find out, Leitzman and his former colleagues at the Harvard School of Public Health decided to ask a large group of health professionals, pharmacists, dentists, optometrists, and veterinarians, about their sexual activity.
We asked just about 30,000 mostly married men about the average number of ejaculations they had per month during the ages 20 to 29 years, 40 to 49 years, and during the past year.
Putting the question that way captured both sexual intercourse and masturbation. Then over the next 8 years, the researchers kept track of how many men developed prostate cancer.
The main study findings are the very good news that increased ejaculation frequency does not appear to be associated with an increased risk of prostate cancer.
That contradicts a number of previous studies suggesting men with high levels of sexual activity may be more prone to prostate cancer. But those studies were much smaller, and they weren't prospective. That is, they only asked men about their behavior after cancer developed. That can be an unintentional source of bias in a study. The new report contained another piece of good news.
We did find the suggestion of a possible decrease in the risk of prostate cancer among men in the highest category.
As much as a 50% lower risk among men who reported 21 or more ejaculations a month. Only 2,000 of the 29,000 plus men in the study reported that level of activity, and there were relatively few cases of prostate cancer in that group. So Leitzman says the numbers are too small to prove the protective effect is real. But Dr. Anthony DiMarzo of Johns Hopkins Medical School says a recent Australian study also suggests frequent sexual activity may be protective. DiMarzo says both studies dovetail with current ideas that prostate cancer can be caused by chemicals in the environment.
We think that there must be some environmental exposure related to prostate cancer risk because, for instance, people from Southeast Asia have a much lower risk of prostate cancer, and yet when they move here within one generation, they acquire an increased risk.
Maybe it's something in the diet, for instance.
One idea would be you ingest carcinogens that circulate and that possibly pool within the prostatic fluid for some reason, and that by literally flushing that out more frequently, there's less of a chance for those carcinogens to affect, you know, the DNA, causing mutations in your prostate cells.
Another possibility, frequent ejaculations may prevent the buildup of gravelly deposits in the prostate. Many older men get these, and they've been linked to prostate cancer. Until more research is done on those questions, DiMarzo says the new findings are at least reassuring.
You might argue that safe sex, having more safe sex in terms of masturbation, if anything, won't hurt you in terms of prostate cancer, and in fact might help you.
But DiMarzo says men shouldn't try to protect themselves against prostate cancer by going out and having a lot more unprotected sex. Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.